phantom? No? I see. Well, hi, I'm Bea. I'm your neighbor from next door. But I guess you already recognize me. We've lived across from one another for a while now. It's actually a little crazy to think that we've never met till now. In person, at least. Anyways, do you mind if I come in? I promised your mother that I'd return this book. Thank you. Wow, I love the look of this place. Very cozy. As I said, I'm just returning a book your mother lent me last week. Let her know that it was a wonderful read. Where is she, by the way? And will she be home soon? Oh? Your parents went on holiday without you. Got the house to yourself for 2 weeks. Lucky boy. Don't have too many crazy parties. Really? No plans for a party? Well, what have you been doing all this time? Oh, wait. Don't answer that. I know what you've been doing. You've been hiding in your room, playing on that computer of yours, haven't you? What? Don't act all surprised. My bedroom is right across from yours. I can see in your room every time I'm there. Well, whenever I get up, I see you on your computer. And when I get home from work, do you know what I see? Yeah, the same thing. Didn't your mother ever tell you that it's not healthy to be sitting down all day? And the only time I see you get out of that chair is when you either leave the room, or when you notice me and close your curtains. Very rude, by the way. The moment you see me, you get up and close your curtains, but you have no shame in watching me when you think I don't notice you. And yes, I do notice you. Naughty boy, perving on your next door neighbor. Should I tell your mother that you've been spying on me for months, watching me while I change, and in my more intimate moments? Don't worry, I'm not actually upset. If I really cared, I would have complained after the first time I caught you staring. I was honestly pretty embarrassed when I saw you in my window. You were looking at me like a cute little puppy. Such a cute face. It took me a few seconds to realize that I was still in my underwear. And all I could do was shyly wave as I closed my curtains. Although, do you want to know a secret? I found it very exciting. I mean, I leave my curtains open all the time. It's almost like I enjoy the idea of a handsome young man watching me. Watching me as I go about my morning routine of getting out of bed, picking out what outfit to wear for the day, changing in that perfect spot that's in full view of the window of yours, watching as I stretch myself out and do my daily yoga in my tight little yoga shorts. Have you seen the new pair I got? It's a little small, but I love the way it shows my ass. And I love the look on your face when you see me after I get home from a hard day at work. I take off my jacket, and then my shirt, and then the buttons of my shirt one by one. And finally, I take off those stuffy leggings. And I just lie on my bed in my underwear. And I can feel your eyes all over me. I pretend not to notice you, because if I acknowledge you, you'll close your curtains and stop. Because I don't want you to stop. I want you to watch me. I close my eyes and imagine that you're still by my window. And that's when I begin to touch myself. I place myself in full view of your window as I finger myself until I come. And you know I come, because I moan as loudly as possible, in hopes to keep your attention on me. Do you remember watching me do that last week? Because I remember it. I remember making myself come so fucking hard. And I remember opening my eyes at the last second. And do you know what I saw? I saw you standing by your window with your cock out. You were touching it and stroking it just for me. And you know what you did? You came. And boy, by the look of it, you came real fucking hard. I saw you. Your leg shook so much you had to lean against the wall for support. And your window. Your window has a lovely stain of cum running down it. And fuck, it was so hot. And then we locked eyes. Only for a second, but it felt like an eternity. Was your heart beating as fast as mine was? I swear those last few seconds I felt like I was in heaven. But after that day, you stopped leaving your curtains open. In fact, your curtains have been shut all week. Were you shy? Embarrassed? Afraid I was upset with you? Well, I had to take matters into my own hands. You see, I don't really care about the book. And I knew your parents wouldn't be home. And I'm here for you. No, don't be shy. This is the natural progression of our little relationship. That's right. Now be a good boy, and let's go to your bedroom. It's up here, right? Ugh, it's so dark. This room really needs some natural light. See, that's so much better. And what a great view. Oh wow, you really can see my entire bedroom from here. Maybe I should move my bed slightly to the left for future shows. Anyway, you'll be a good boy and remember to leave your curtains open from now, right? A good boy. And now, get on this bed and let me straddle you. Oh, baby. I can already feel you getting excited from all this. You don't mind if I just grind against you for a bit, do you? Don't be afraid to touch me, sweetie. That's right. Put your hand on mommy's ass. Good boy. Do you want me to take off my shirt? I'm sure you do. No bra, but I'm sure you noticed that earlier. Why bother? They just get in the way of the fun. And I'll let you in on another secret. Just pull my skirt up, like that. And now you can get a real handful of my ass. Yes. Suck on my tits, just like that. such a good boy. I'm a really good boy for mommy. You want to squeeze them? They feel nice in your hands, don't they? God, look at you. Sucking on my tits. Such an adorable boy. I can feel you grinning into me now. Does your cock want to come out? I want to see it. I need to see it. Look at that beautiful thing. Grinding against my pussy. Do you know how much I've touched myself after seeing this cock? No, I'm going to fuck it. Oh, fuck. Yes. That's it. Fuck. Good boy. What a good boy for mommy. Keep sucking on mommy's tits as I ride this cock. Now lie back. Lie back, baby. Let mommy ride the fuck out of this cock. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Do you like that? Do you like the way my tits jiggle in your face when I fucking ride you? Fuck. What's the matter, baby? Your face. Is this too much for you? Oh god, you're going to come, aren't you? It's okay. Let it all out. Give mommy all your love. Good boy. It's okay. Oh, now don't you have the cutest orgasm face. What was that? You're a virgin? Baby, you were a virgin. Oh, baby, you don't have to thank me. We definitely aren't done yet. And now we can just lay here and let you run your hands all over my body until you're ready for round two. Oh, see there? That didn't take that long. Young men like you always have a lot of energy. How about I help out as I rub this gorgeous cock? There we go. Nice and grown for mommy. Not just a kiss for good luck. And I think we're ready to get back at it. Now, how about this time? Mommy lies back on the bed. And you, my good boy, climb on top of me. And fuck me. I wanna look in your eyes as you fuck me. Yes, that's it. That's it. Pound into mommy. Take my hand. Such a good boy. Such a very good boy. Leaned into me. Fuck. That's it. Now kiss me. Kiss me as you fuck your mommy. Fuck. Oh. Almost fucking there. Fuck, baby. Fuck. I'm going. yes, yes. Oh, good boy. Good boy. It's okay. Shh, shh, shh. Slow down a little. But don't stop. You're close to finishing, mommy. Fuck. Did that feel good? Getting in to come inside mommy twice in one day. Such a lucky boy. Now that was exactly what I needed. Oh, look at that. We left the curtains open. You know your neighbors could have seen us. You'll be a good boy and keep it open from now on. Only good boys get rewarded, yes? I believe you have this house to yourself for 2 weeks. So if you want mommy to come over, just give me away from your window. Okay, sweetie? Good boy.